reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. That very day, the first day of the week, two of Jesus' disciples were going to a village 7 miles from Jerusalem called Emmaus, and they were conversing about all the things that had occurred. And it happened that while they were conversing and debating, Jesus himself drew near and walked with them, but their eyes were prevented from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing as you walk along?" They stopped, looking downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, said to him in reply, "Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know of the things that have taken place there in these days?" And he replied to them, "What sort of things?" They said to him, "The things that happened to Jesus the Nazarene, who was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, how our chief priests and rulers both handed him over to a sentence of death and crucified him. But we were hoping that he would be the one to redeem Israel. And besides all this, it is now the third day since this took place. Some women from our group, however, have astounded us. They were at the tomb early in the morning and did not find his body. They came back and reported that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who announced that he was alive. And some of those with us went to the tomb and found things just as the women had described, but him they did not see." And he said to them, "Oh, how foolish you are, how slow of hearts to believe all that the prophets spoke. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory? Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them what referred to him in all the scriptures. As they approached the village to which they were going, he gave the impression that he was going on farther. But they urged him, 'Stay with us, for it is nearly evening and the day is almost over.' So he went in to stay with them. And it happened that while he was with them at table, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them. With that, their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, but he vanished from their sight. Then they said to each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us while he spoke to us on the way and opened the scriptures to us?' So they set out at once and returned to Jerusalem, where they found gathered together the 11 and those with them who were saying, 'The Lord has truly been raised and has appeared to Simon.' Then the two recounted what had taken place on the way and how he was made known to them in the breaking of the bread." The Gospel of the Lord. In 2007, the movie The Visitor was released. It tells the story of a college professor in Connecticut whose life is empty and seemingly irrelevant. Though surrounded by students and colleagues, he is essentially alone. He's sent to New York to deliver a paper at a conference, and when he arrives, he discovers an immigrant couple squatting in the apartment that he maintains. They quickly collect their belongings and head out the door, but he sympathizes with their situation and invites the couple to stay with him. Over the course of time, they come to know each other's stories. The professor's story of the death of his beloved wife and the aching grief he carries in his heart. The couple's story of repression and desire for freedom leading to illegal immigration to the United States. As the storyline progresses, the encounter between these initial strangers leads to transformation, healing, and hope, particularly for the professor, who once again becomes part of a community. Today's gospel story of the road to Emmaus reflects a similar experience. Cleopas and his companion, distraught and filled with despair at the death of Jesus, leave Jerusalem. Even though they had heard the astonishing news of the empty tomb of Jesus, they couldn't grasp its significance. Their focus remained on the crucifixion. With Jesus' death, their hopes died too. So why stick around? There was nothing left to do but return to the way life had been before they met Jesus. Their returning to Emmaus signified their abandonment of the community and of the way of Christ. It wasn't until they were able to tell their story, to share their grief and suffering with another, the stranger on the way, and listen to this stranger's experience and wisdom, that they were able to encounter the risen one in their midst. In the breaking of the bread, they saw how their lives, once broken, were now blessed with new life, new promise. With the healing fire burning in their hearts, hope was reborn, and Cleopas and his companion got up immediately and returned to Jerusalem, returned to the community where good news was shared. And what of us? There isn't a one of us who doesn't know the experience of pain, grief, and suffering in our lives. We may carry the aching grief of a loved one's death in our hearts, or the question of illness, the concern of unemployment, the terror of abuse. Such experiences leave us wanting for hope. We feel empty, desperate, and perhaps abandoned and alone. We would like nothing more than to put as much distance between the pain and us and return to the way life was before the experience. And so we begin the journey back to our own Emmaus, figuratively speaking. Along the way, though, if we look and listen closely enough, we can see the stranger approach. The one who listens to our stories and shares his or her own wisdom of faith with us. It may be a trusted friend, a compassionate doctor, an understanding counselor, or a consoling teacher. Whoever it is, we recognize in them the face of God, and our hearts begin to burn with the healing fire, and hope is reborn. Such recognition invites us to return to the faith community where good news is shared. It is here that we gather to encounter the word of life, to hear the words of Scripture that help us to make sense of our lives, broken and wounded as they may be at times. It is here that we gather to encounter the bread of life, to share in bread and wine, broken and poured, blessed and given. It is here where hope is reborn and lives are transformed. And it is from here that we are sent forth with new purpose in life and with hearts on fire to proclaim that indeed Jesus is risen, and we are witnesses of this.